Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Allie Britt.
For as long as I can remember, I really had a fascination with Ford cars, and all of my older cousins and family members always had Ford cars, and specifically Mustangs. And so from the time I started to drive, I knew that I wanted a Mustang and I was going to do whatever I could to get that. And I remember driving with my cousin Montana one day downtown in West Palm, and she was driving a convertible, and that started another fascination. So then I decided, okay, I have to get a Mustang convertible. However I had to do, I had to work two jobs to pay for it, I was going to find a way. So 6 months after I turned 16 and got my license was around Christmas time, and my parents very clearly knew that I wanted a Mustang convertible for Christmas, if at all possible. And for some part of me, I really thought that when I went out on Christmas morning, it would be in the driveway. But to my surprise, Christmas morning, I went outside and it wasn't there. I think it was definitely a possibility that they would give me a car, but they've also taught me the work ethic and earning it. And I think they wanted me to look around at different cars and shop around. So I think waking up on Christmas morning, I thought maybe a car would be outside, but I think they weren't necessarily ready for me to get a car yet, and they wanted to keep looking. But me being an anxious 16-year-old with their license, I just really, really wanted a car and thought just maybe that it would be outside on Christmas. But my mom has a very funny humor about her, and she said, I have one more gift for you. And I was so excited. And she gave me a little box, and inside this box was a toy model Mustang convertible. And it was hilarious at the time, but I was extremely upset. And I had a bunch of friends come over that day for Christmas, and she just told them all and thought it was so funny and like made a joke out of it. And I took that as, you know, funny joke, but I made it my goal then to find my own car and pay for my own car at that point. And I didn't want it in a year. I didn't want it in 6 months. I wanted it in like a day. So I got on the internet and right away I started looking for Mustang convertibles in my budget. So I knew that I wanted a car under 50,000 miles, and I knew that I wanted a used car, not a brand new car, because my parents always told me that it was probably best to buy a used car, especially for a new driver. And the next day I found my dream car somehow in my budget as a 16-year-old, 49,000 miles, so it was just under the mileage that I wanted, a 2006 model. And I bought it at a dealership in West Palm Beach, and it actually ended up being one of the salesmen at the dealership's car. So it was in mint condition, and no one had ever even sat in the back seat, and everything was just in such great condition. It didn't even look like a used car. It looked brand new to me. At the time, as a 16-year-old, of course, you can't just buy a car. You need a loan, and you need to be approved, and you need credit, and everything that I didn't have. So I talked to my mom and dad, I sent them pictures, I brought them to the dealership, and then I test drove it, and I just fell in love with this car. So we went home that night, and they told me to think about it and just to kind of mull it over and sleep on it. And the next day I woke up and nothing had changed. They said, I need this car. And it happened to be a black Mustang convertible with like red leather interior. So it was a great looking car. So the next day I said, okay, mom, I'm ready to buy this car. And she was like, well, your dad's at work and he's the one that has to sign for it. And at the time, my dad was a firefighter for Palm Beach County, and he actually worked at Palm Beach International Airport on the runway his station was. And so somehow, me figuring out different ways to do anything, I had the people at the dealership and we got the car. We drove it to Palm Beach International Airport, to the runway. The bomb squad had to inspect it, full security. and airplanes are flying over us and everything, and it was pretty dramatic, and I'll never forget it. But my dad signed the papers to my car, on the hood of the car, on the runway, with planes and everything, and I was officially my car, and I felt bad putting my dad through that, but now looking back, it was pretty epic being out there, and now I'm 22 and I still have the car, and it's still the car of my dreams. And I thank my parents every day, though, for helping me get it.
Allie Britt, with a story about getting your first dream car.
This is a young woman, she was a girl at the time, who says, I made it my goal. I didn't want it in a year. I didn't want it in 6 months. You know, she knew she wanted it in a day, and she did everything possible. Okay, so she researched it. You can imagine a 16-year-old getting on the internet, no big deal. But not only that, but the description of what she had to do to get her father's signature. A lot of 16-year-olds would not have brought all of that authority, that Palm Beach International Airport authority to bear on getting her father's signature on the runway. It was just a demonstration of Allie's will, of her strength. And I heard this story and I said, this young woman can do anything.
I was impressed that she got the car herself, but I was a little taken aback to think that her parents could get her the car.
I don't think that's outrageous if they can afford it. This is obviously not a spoiled young woman. But what she said is they wanted everything in its time. And so the lessons have paid off, because not only did she get the car, but here, 5 years later, and she still has this car. This is a story that works on so many levels, because it shows us good parenting. And it shows us the result of good parenting.
I guess her mother thought it was funny, but to get a little tiny car when you're expecting a real car, that could be a little hurtful.
I love the way she responded to that. Allie says, the same breath practically, she says it was hilarious and she was extremely upset. And it reminds me of people who say, yes, no. You know, you feel contrasting emotions, opposing emotions at the same minute. And she said her mother had a great sense of humor, and her mother was doing it in all love and kindness. And, you know, her mother certainly was not doing it in any way to put her down or make her feel offended. But it was such a funny way that she expressed that. Hilarious, extremely upset. And so often in life, we don't have just one emotion. We have opposite emotions, and this story demonstrates that.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact information as well as archive stories is available at our website at wlrn.org, radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.